Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chaverim, Erev Tov, here, the Rastafari, the Monday podcast right here, Ministry Monday. Here we have Psalm 84, today's daily psalm. We're going to reflect also on the previous, we had Psalm 1, didn't get into the full of the study. I'd like to share that right here on this Ministry Monday, this meditation, motivation Monday right here, on the air and the irid, firstly, foremostly, from the Liturgy of His Majesty, what is said on the days from Monday, yes, to the Friday, from Monday to Friday, what is said in the Kedase, which is to say the liturgy of the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David according to Revelation, church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, the only church that didn't receive a rebuke according to Revelation, but so hear, give ear, and hear what it says.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, Zawater Yemi Baal, said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gedauchish Lepazion Inqu Yetagetunacho Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kubrut Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with
blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
So here we have Psalm 84. Psalm 84 in the translation has a refrain, a repeated line, an emphasis, a blesses the man. Now, as we have pointed out and sought to show and prove, that's translation, something to get lost in translation. There are different words sometimes used for what is commonly just called bless. I'm going to seek to highlight, emphasize that both in today's daily psalm, Psalm 84, and reflecting on a little of the Midrash, the study, right, from Psalm 1 from the previous Shabuah. So right here, it's a seem, chaverim, the blessed is the mind. And we say mind, right? It says, let us make man in our image after our likeness, male and female, he created them. Yes, I, human being. Here.
Wanting, been wanting them from morning. Hey. The advice of the Most High, Jarrah, so far I call in. Remember, I
stretch forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man, defender of the faith, and Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, 72 nation, Rath Makonnen, Rush Crown, conquering lion. A barber than I, father of Africans, with Empress Mennonite stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation. Chastisement was upon all African, but some man did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of still after that to do what call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touch down in Kingston. Would you believe? So said, so done. Bustamante the blind couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missing, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom. You politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow, you did just remember I.
Remember I.
man that walk it not sin at the council of the vagabond them. Till after the if that shit put the fire upon them. Lava flash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them a plan it from when I said Jamaica. Prison we a drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron so that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friends. I spot with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the Trinity we slap it upon them. Still I see I got God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress Menen, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that's a the vibe where she bring. When sex meta thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb, life is within. She had the melanin of God in light in my skin. Highly still have to slug a liar with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require me fisting. Now follow all them evil agenda. Beg you no remember, I
said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'itzata rishaim. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu ashamar hakatub. And here from the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'itzata rishaim. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zahua Shamar Hakatub. And here from the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 8, that reads, "Hear, for the opening of my lips shall be right things. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Shima'u kia nikadima idabir, ua mifataha sifataya mishari, bits edek akola imre fi, ain bahem nifatala we ikesh." Hear, y'all, shima'u, for I will speak excellent things. Kia nigdim idabir, and the opening of my lips, ua mifataha sifatai, shall be right things, me sharim. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. Bitzedek, call imre fi. There is nothing, no thing perverse or crooked in them. Ain bahem nifatal weikesh. Shima'u kia nigdima idabir, ua mifataha sifatai meshari. Bitzedek, call imre fi. Ain bahem nifatala weikesh. In scripture, there is never a word suggesting frowardness or perversity. Thus, we find scripture speaking in a roundabout way so as to avoid an unseemly term, as in the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, from Genesis chapter 7, verse 8, that reads, "Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean." Min habbehema hatohora, u min habbehema ashara inena tehora, of clean beast. Min habbehema hatohora, and of beast, u min habbehema, that asher are not clean, inena tehora. Min habbehema hatohora, u min habbehema ashara inena tehora. Rav Yudan Bar Manasseh added, "Even when scripture is about to list the signs of uncleanness, it always begins with the signs of cleanness. Thus, before saying, quote, the camel does not part the hoof, it says, even in Vayikra and Leviticus 11 and 4, he cheweth the cud. Mima ele hagera. Similarly, before saying, quote, the swine does not chew the cud, it says, he parteth the hoof in Vayikra, Leviticus 11, verse 7. Wahu geira lo yikar, but cheweth not the cud. Wahu geira lo yikar. And so David said, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared of I, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people." Even here in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. And so David said, "Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared of me, saying, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people. Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Isha Ki Levavo. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, have sought him, bikesh Yehovah, lahu, a man, ish, after his own heart, ki lebabo, bikesh Yehovah, lahu, ish, ki lebabo." Therefore, Alkain, David modeled himself upon his creator. And here, Midrash notes, literally, he used his name as a surname of his creator, literally modeled himself upon his creator. Literally here, he used his name, Shemo, as a surname of his creator, his Ireta. As his creator refrained from using unseemly speech, so did David. Though David might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked," or, "Cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous." Here. Another Midrash note. I follow the emendation given in Padua. E.T., the edited text, has here, quote, "Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the righteous." That, however, is no instance of unseemly speech from which Dawid should have refrained. So here in the Midrash, though Dawid might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet," end quote, or, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous," end quote. He said instead, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked." Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka b'etzata rishayim. Happy, ashrei, beatitude, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halak b'etzat rishayim. That walketh not in the counsel b'etzat of the wicked, the ratchet, rishayim. As Moshe and Dawid and David were alike, so the verse, "Moses and Samuel stood before me," in Yeremiah, in Ermes, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1. Moses and Samuel, Moshe and Shemuel stood before me, suggests a likeness between Moses, Moshe, and Samuel and Shemuel. For you find that what is said of the one is said of the other. The one was a Lewi, a Levite, and the other was a Lewi, a Levite. The one built an altar, and the other built an altar. The one brought offerings, and the other brought offerings. The one became king, and the other became king. And here, Midrash note, in the Seder Olam Rabbah, chapter 13, B, Zeb 11, 118 and B, and B, Tem 15a, it is stated that for 10 years, Shemuel, Samuel, ruled as king, as Melech. This tradition is presumably based on 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, and 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3. Also referred to Yalkut on Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, section 292. The one was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim. Here, referred to Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Again, Midrash note, refer to Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, Scripture alludes to this likeness in the verse, even a verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. "A prophet will the Lord thy God raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me." Nabi amikarbeka mea acheka ka moni yaki leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tisha maun. A prophet will, Yahuwah will, Jehovah thy Elohim, raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me. To him ye all shall hearken. Nabi miyakarbeka mea acheka kamoni yakim leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tishamaun. So too, you find of Moshe and Yirmiyahu, Ermias and Jeremiah, that what is said of the one is also said of the other. Rav Yudan said, this psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, this psalm is the most excellent of all the psalms. And another comment on, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness, beatitude, Ha'ish, the man. Consider these words in the light of the following passage, even a passage from Psalm 84, verses 12 to 13 that reads, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki shemesha u'magen Yahuwah Elohim, chen u'kavod yitain Yahuwah, lo yimana'at ovala cholkim be'etamim, Yahuwah tzvaot, ashrei adam boteach bak, for he who be who he be Elohim is a sun and a shield. Ki Shemesh, O Magen, Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chen Awit Kavod, Yitain Yahuwah. No good thing will he withhold. Lo Yimna'a Tob, from them that walk uprightly. La Holakim Vitamim, O Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzibaot. Happy is the man that trusteth in thee, in the eye. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak. Happy is Adam that trusteth in thee. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bak. Hezekiah Barchiah taught, blessed are the prophets who in figurative language liken the creator to his creation and the planter to his plant. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And again, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So scripture here in Psalm 84, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically the 12th verse, Ki Shemesh, U Magen, Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah the Elohim is a sun and a shield. Shemesh u magain. And in Amos chapter 3 verse 8, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Ayeya sha'aga, mi lo yira, Adonai Yehoiah diber, mi lo ayinave. The Lord, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? Aye, shag, the lion hath shag, the lion hath roared. Aye, shag, who will not fear? Mi lo yira, mi lo, mi who lo not yira, who will not reverence, who will not respect? Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be who he be, Adonai Yahweh, adiber, hath spoken, diber, Adonai Yahweh, adiber. Who can but prophesy? Mi lo yinabe. And further, even in Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2, behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. The earth did shine with his glory. Vehine kavod Elohei Yisrael ba midreka hakadima veolo akol hamayim rabim veharetz heira miyakovodo. And behold, vehine, the glory of the Elohim of Yisrael, kavod Elohei Yisrael, came ba from the way of the east, midreka hak Adim, and his voice, wik or lo, was like the voice or the sound of many waters, kuk ola mayim rabim, and the earth, wik haaret, did shine, heira, heira, did shine with his glory, mi kovodo, wihine ya kavod Elohe Yisrael ba, mi dereka hakadim, wik oloa kuk ola mayim rabim, wiha areta heira, mi ya kavodo. Thus, like this, the prophets speak to the ear by way of what it can hear, and delight the eye by way of what it can see. A further comment on, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Ki Shemeshu Magena Yahuwah Elohim, for he who be who he be, the Elohim, is a sun and a shield. Ki Shemesh U Magen Yahuwah Elohim. Lest you say that as the sun strikes a man down, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does the Holy One, blessed be he. Scripture goes on to speak of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, as a shield, Magen. As a shield protects man, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the whole world. Rav Chiya Barabin commented, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, gives light like the sun, the Shemesh, and provides cover like a shield, a magen. A further comment on shield, magen. The shield, magen, here referred to is of the kind known as paris. The Roman iscuta, that encloses a man on three sides. Whence do we know that man is also protected on the fourth side? Because Scripture says, even in the fifth psalm, Psalm 5, Hebrews 13th verse, O Lord, thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a shield, as with a sina. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah ka sina ratzona te itareinu. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Yahuwah, O he who be, we be. Thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a sina, as with a shield. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah ka sina ratzona te itareinu. And here, Midrash note, in the two verses cited, different words are used for shield. We have magen and tzina. The latter, tzina, in Psalm Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, 13th verse, Hebraically, this denotes a large shield, the tzina, a large shield. The smaller shield, magen, is called taris. That is a Greek loan word, tireos. Used in rabbinic Hebrew. It is here identified with the Roman iscuta, that is the Latin scutum, for the miswriting Persian for Roman, a miswriting easily accounted for in Ivrit, in Hebrew script. A further comment on, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, the Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki yashemeshu magen Yahweh Elohim. Chena wikavod iteni Yahweh. Loa yimana'at o balaholkim abitamin. Yahuwah tzivot ashrei adam aboteach bak. Here. Scripture speaks of our father, Abinu, Avraham, our father, Abraham. The word son, Shemesh in the Hebrew, the word son, Shemesh, stands for Avraham. As it is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 2, who raised up the righteous man from the east? And the word shield, magen, occurs in the story of Avraham. As it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Avram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Avram, I am thy shield. The words, the Lord God, were used in addressing Avraham. For we read, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verse 6, the children of Chet, of Heth, answered Avraham, saying to him, Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a prince of God amongst us. The Lord giveth grace and glory. Gives these to Abraham, to Abraham, as it is written even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is, walk like Avraham, to whom it was said in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, Walk before me, and be thou upright. But if this verse means to speak of Avraham, of Abraham, one would expect it to say, quote, No good thing will he withhold from him that walks uprightly. Why does it say, from them that walk uprightly? Because just as HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was a shield to Abraham who walked before him in uprightness, so is He a shield to all men who walk before Him in uprightness. And what does the psalm go on to say? Blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Psalm 84, Hebrewically the 13th verse. Ashrei Adam boteach bak. Ashrei, happiness, Adam, the beatitude, the happiness of Adam, Boteach, Bach, that trusteth in thee, in the eye. The verse speaks not of Abraham, of Abraham here, but of man, of Adam, that is, of every such man. David said, blessed is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'etzata rishaim. That is, though thou hast given ease to the wicked, the rishaim, the ratchet, they are not blessed in the ease. Rather, they stand then walk about restlessly. Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, happy, happiness, ha'ish, the man, beatitude, the man, ashrei ha'ish. Rav Yudan began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6. Put not thyself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. And here, Midrash, and also the P.E. have Rav Yudan and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah. Alatita hadara lifnei meleka, ua bimakoma gedolim, ala ta'emod. Glorify not thyself in the presence of the king. Alatita hadara lifnei melek, and stand not in the place of great men. But Rav Yudan made his comment concise. Here, Midrash note, the Hebrew word, Gimel Reish, and Samek or Sin Geres, as a concise summary. Rav Phinehas, however, expanded his comment to some length. Rav Yudan said concisely, the way David began the Psalter is the way Moses ends his Bracha, his blessing. And the way Jacob ends his blessing is the way Moshe begins his. Oh, hear, Midrash, literally, where one begins, that one ends, and where this one ends, that one begins. Rav Phinehas began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, the 100th verse, from my elders I receive understanding. Miyazik enima ete bonana kia fikudeka na sarti. Full of verse, I understand more than mine elders. Miyazik enima ete bonan, because I have kept thy precepts. Kia fikudeka na sarti. Natsarti, for I have kept, guarded. Mia zikenima ete bonan, kia fikudeka natsarti. And then said, you find that in the beginning, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He Himself, Atzmo, used to bless His creation. As it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Vayvarekotam Elohim lemor, teruah urbuah, and Elohim bless them. Vayvarekotam Elohim, saying lemor, be fruitful, teruah, and multiply, urbuah. Vayvarekotam Elohim lemor, teruah urbuah. When Noah arose, Elohim blessed him and his sons. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach, et Noach, ve et banayo, vayomer lahem teruah urbuah, and Elohim blessed Noah. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach, and his son, ve et, and his sons, ve et banayo, and said to them, Vayomer lahem, be fruitful and multiply, peru urbu. When Abraham arose, Elohim blessed Abraham. As is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. Vayehovah beraka et Avraham bakol. And Jehovah, Vayehovah had blessed Barak. Vayehovah berak et Abraham bakol. In all. Bakol. In all things. Vayehovah beraka et Avraham bakol. And how is what Elohim said to Abraham in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. And thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing to be interpreted. Wehiyeh beraka. Wehiyeh beraka. And thou shalt be, shall become. Wehiyeh. Wehiyeh. Wehiyeh, and thou shalt be, shall become. Wehiyeh baraka, and thou shalt be a blessing. Thou shalt become a blessing to be interpreted. Rav Nehemiah taught that Elohim turned over the bestowal of baraka, of blessing, to Abraham, saying to him, until now, it was my responsibility to bless my world. From now on, the bestowal of blessings is turned over to thee, the I. Whom it pleases thee to bless, thou, the I, shalt bless. Yet when Yitzhak, when Isaac arose, all that scripture says is, Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 25, verse 5. Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Vayitein Abraham et kol asher lahu le Yitzhak. And Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak. Vayitein Abraham et kol asher lahu le Yitzhak. On the meaning of this verse, Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, and Ha Rabbanim, the rabbis, differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said, it was the birthright that Abraham gave. Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, said, it was the bestowal of Baraka that he gave. Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbi, said, it was the family vault and the deed thereto that he gave. And here, Midrash notes, Ha-Rabbanim, the Memharan, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, said, it was the family vault. So here, Midrash notes, the family vault was, of course, the cave of Machpelah. In Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 20. Ha-Rabbanim, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, must have reasoned thus, like this. Since after this, Abraham was able to give gifts to the sons of the concubines, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 25, verse 6. He obviously had not previously given all that he had to Yitzhak. Accordingly, the words, all that he had, are interpreted by Ha-Rabbanim, by the rabbis, as meaning, quote, the best of all he had, end quote. That, according to them, was the cave of Machpelah. In any event, observe Rav Lewi Levi, in the name of Rav Hamma, all agree that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, but only gave him gifts. And the reason that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, Isaac, is to be understood from the mashal, the misale, the parable of a melech, of a negus, who had an orchard that he put under the care of a steward. The orchard had several kinds of trees growing so closely together that their branches were entangled. One kind yielded the elixir of life, another kind deadly poison. The steward said, if I water the trees of the elixir of life, those of deadly poison will share the water and flourish with the others. If I do not water the trees at all, how will those of the elixir of life flourish? He finally declared, in a year, I shall end my stewardship and go away. Let the owner of the orchard do what he likes. Similarly, Abraham said, if I bless Yitzhak now, the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah will share the baraka with him. But if I do not bless the children of Ishmael and the children of Keturah, how can I bless Yitzhak? Abraham finally declared, I am only flesh and blood, here today and tomorrow in the grave. Let, may, then, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do what He will in His world. Therefore, when Abraham died, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, appeared to Yitzhak and blessed him. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 25, verse 11. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed Isaac, his son. Vayehi achrei mot Avraham, vayevarecha Elohim et Yitzhak beno. And it came to pass, vayehi, after the death of Abraham, achrei mot Avraham, that Elohim blessed Isaac, his son. Elohim, vayebarek, and he blessed, vayebarek Elohim et Yitzhak beno. Thus, too, hear the Midrash note. Thus, too, it happened with Yaakov, with Jacob, in connection with whom it is written, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 35, verse 9, and Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again, and blessed him. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda devoa mia padana aram vayabareka oto. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda. When he came, bi bo'o, when he came from Padan Aram, bi bo'o, mia Padan Aram, and blessed him. Vayevarek oto. When Yitzhak, when Isaac arose and blessed Yaakov, Jacob, he began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, so God give thee of the dew of heaven. Ve'yitena lecha ha'elohim amita lahashamayim. So Elohim, ha'elohim, give. Ve'yitena, and he give lecha to the I male. Ve'yitena lecha ha'elohim. So ha'elohim, give thee I amita lahashamayim. Of the dew, from the dew, mital hashamayim, of the heavens. So Yitzhak arose and blessed Yaakov. He began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. We yiten, as is said, so ha Elohim give. And he give to the I ha Elohim mital hashamayim. So ha Elohim give thee of the dew of the heavens, and ended it with the word call, with the word call, as it is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28, verse 1, and Yitzhak called Yaakov, called Jacob, and blessed him. Vayikra Yitzhak el Yaakov, vayabarek oto, and Yitzhak, Jacob called. Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra Yitzhak, Isaac called El Yaakov, called to Jacob. Vayavarek oto, and blessed him. Vayavarek oto. When Yaakov, when Jacob arose to bless the tribes, he began berkato, his bracha, his blessing, with the word with which his father Yitzhak ended. As it is written, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, and Jacob, Yaakov, and Jacob called to his sons, and Jacob, Yaakov, called to his sons. Vayikra Yaakov el banayo, and Yaakov called. Vayikra Yaakov to his sons, el banayo. How did Yaakov end Berkato? How did he end his bracha, his blessing? With the word this. With the word this. As it is written even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 49, at verse 28, this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. This is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabareka Otam, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabarek Otam. When Moses arose to bless Yisrael, Israel, he said, Ya'ikob, Jacob, Ha'el, Elohim's firstborn, began Barakato, his Baraka, his blessing, with the word call, and ended it with the word this. Began his Baraka with the word Wayikra, call, and ended it with the word Wizot, and this. I shall begin with the word that Ya'ikob, that Jacob ended with. He therefore began with, according to Debari, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, this is the blessing. This is the blessing. Wizot habaraka, and this, wizot habaraka, is the blessing. Wizot habaraka. And he ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, Moshe ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Ashreka Yisrael, happy. Ashreka, happy is the I. Yisrael, O Yisrael. Ashreka Yisrael. When David arose, he began with the word that Moshe, that Moses ended with. He said, yea, I shall begin to bless Yisrael with the word Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, beatitude, Ashrei. Even here, today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Psalm 1. The Aleph verse.
Aleph verse. Aleph verse.
Aleph verse.
Aleph verse.
Aleph
verse. Yes, yes, yes. The Midrash, Midrash right there. From the first psalm and the link and the blessing and the two particular Hebrew words, one the Baruch, blessed, to say like increases, blesseth, and Ashrei. Ashrei, happy, and the happy blessing, the happiness. Happiness is the man. Hear. Yes.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Ashrei ha'ish, happiness is the man. Blessed is the man. Psalm 84, today's daily psalm.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
We'll be right back. Jah Rastafari, he forget me not, no. Some are boasting idols, casting silver and gold. I boast in the Lord, the servant of the poor.
For the second day of the Shavuah here. For the Monday, we have Psalm 48, the standing psalm, the evening psalm, riding up right here, first of the English, and then touching on the Royal Amharic. Here, here, here.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora, Hor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what now, cause. You have to jump on this your boss, Zion Bond, right? Do it!
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekennif Arbasin. Bahulatanya Sambat Yakorel Jochia Mesdana Mazmur. Agjab here till Ligno. Bamla Kachin Katama Batek at the Sotarara. ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Memhet Shir Mizmor Livnekora
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
No cutting at that on the new road.
shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Thank you.
love Desiree. Right there, two tunes by Desiree. We had Zion to complement the evening psalm for the second day. Here this Monday, the second day of the Shavua here on the Rastafari podcast. Had Desiree with Zion to complement Psalm 48 and also Angel. Yes, I. So here today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after Order Melchizedek, we have Psalm 84. Now, there's a particular theme. There's some themes, you know, almost like a chain, a necklace. And we see this also in the Proverbs when it mentions, you know, like the necklace being given. We see His Majesty given those awards and honors. Even the symbolic of it is connected here with the Ashrei, the happiness, as well as the Baraka and the Ashrei. Now, the Baruch, as you said, is one word that translates as blessed. And here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 84, we have blessed in many verses, but it's not the same underlying the Hebrew word. So we're going to zoom in right there. Study to shoe, I and I selves approve. So for those listening to live stream, just a reminder, we have about like 50 minutes. Also, we're going to touch on the Hebrew at the groundation and then the Royal Amharic from the Metzav Kedus from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible. First up.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
The whole place is
Joy in Jah's sanctuary. We connect this here even with the Torah reading and feeding it here. We're at the 20th Tetzaveh. Command. Here in this 20th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. And previously we had a 19th sabbatical study. The Teruma, the contributions to building that chapel, that Mikdash, that sanctuary, that Mishkan. So here, in connection with today's daily psalm, overview.
Shalom, yes. Habarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim. We have the longing for Jah's sanctuary and the joy in the sanctuary. Mizmor Pei Dalet. Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, the righteous king, after the order of Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, joy in the sanctuary. At this point, the Asaph, the Asaph Psalms, the Psalms that we know as the Asaph, Asaph, gather, Asaph Psalms, they end. And some more of the Korah, the Korahites, or the Korahite Psalms, they appear. In its intense love for the communion, the common union, the Tawahidah with Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, with Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity, which is to be experienced in the sanctuary, in the Mikdash, in the Mekdash Selassie is the chapel. This Mizmor, this psalm, this chant, vocal intonation is a companion to the Korahite psalm, Psalm XLII to Psalm 42. But whereas in the latter, in Psalm 42, the XLII psalm, I had the lament, a lamentation, sad song, the Hebraic blues of one to whom adverse circumstances and situations had denied that privilege. Now we hear the joyous tones of a pilgrim who recounts his deep, deep happiness in standing, the Amidah, standing once more within the sacred, the holy, the set-apart precincts. The poem, it supplies no clue to the poet's identity or his history. In fact, his words are more than personal. They echo the sentiments of every religious, every really just, righteous soul, every righteous psyche in every epoch. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Mizmor Pe Dalet. Mizmor Pe Dalet. Psalm 84, Psalm LXXXIV.
And here the connection of today's daily psalm, Joy in the Sanctuary, the Torah reading and feedings, the Ein Jal, Yes I, Selassie is a chapel, and the true triunity, the true trinity, the Hebrew trinity, here.
El Selassie is the Conquering lion. triumphantly we all must end. I find El Selassie is the child. Oh. All the world should know.
In the heart of man.
So here we have today's psalm. We have Psalm 84, Joy in the Sanctuary. And it's particularly interesting here for Torah reading and feedings and the Royal Order Psalms, the themes. Here we have the theme of the tabernacle and the tabernacles. Now, the KJV, as I listened to Alexander Scorbin, the order of the KJV version, he said how amiable. Now, amiable, you kind of get missed with that. Like, okay, how amiable? What's amiable? Like, most ones nowadays might not overstand some interpretation that can be how friendly or whatnot like that. But actually, it's like how lovely or how beloved. So looking at some of those key areas, those key words as some things get lost in translation, we're going to go through section by section here. There's three main sections in today's daily psalm. Can be considered a little but talawa, small but very great, as what its words of power, the hailakal, the words of verses and the words of power. As we study it right here on Ministry Monday, Iditation, Meditation Monday here. So we have the first four verses, right? The numbering changes a verse or so. We go from the Hebrew to the English, and we try to clarify that as we go through. But for ones and ones in the KJV, we have verses 1 to 4, first section, his yearning for the temple, his yearning for the holy place, for the chapel. Selassie is the chapel. Then we have verses 5 to 7. Right, let's just bring this up right here, because there's a slight numbering difference. Well, actually, five to eight, this section here, happiness. And let's zoom in on the fact that in today's daily psalm, there are two verses, in verses 4 and verses 5. I think KJV says, blessed. The Hebrew word is the same word as in the first psalm that also is translated as blessed, but the Hebrew meaning is ashrei, is happy. Now, to put it in context, it's happy in the sense that Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he spoke the beatitude, the constitution, right, for the kingdom of the heavens, the constitution for the heavenly kingdom, the beatitudes, in the beatitude sense, beatitudes, right, is the ashrei ha'ish, right, the ashrei happiness. Now, what's the difference? The question here is, what is the difference? Since King James Version often translates both words in many places, the majority of places, as blessed, what is the Hebrew difference? So here in verses 5 to 8, we have the happiness in Jah's worship, in his worship, the happiness in giving thanks and praise and Isis, the happiness, the joy in Jah's sanctuary. And then the final section, like verses like 8, verses, say, 9 to 12, we have the prayer. We have the prayer, the closing prayer, the prayer in the Heikal, the prayer in the holy place, the prayer in the temple. So we're going to ride up right here, and then after this, with the Royal Amharic. Yes, I.
Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. We then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. First section right here, yearning for Selassie's chapel, for the sanctuary, the temple.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah, 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 Selah.
Mizmor fe dalet, mizmor pe dalet. Some enunciates pe dalet, enunciates fe dalet. Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84. You have a psalm of joy. Yes, a joy. Joyous psalm. Joy in the sanctuary. Lam natzeach al hagitit. Al hagitit. For the chief musician upon hagitit. Shalom, chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. He has the order of Malachias Erech. We have Mizmor Fe Dalet. Mizmor fe dalet, mizmor pe dalet. Some enunciates pe dalet, enunciates fe dalet. Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84. You have a psalm of joy. Yes, a joy. Joyous psalm, joy in the sanctuary. Lam natzeach al hagitit, al hagitit. For the chief musician upon hagitit, hagitit. Now, some say that the Giti Psalms is like Psalms. We have Psalm 8, Psalm 8. Psalm 8 here for the Gitit, Hagitit. Just to look at the superscription right here, Hagitit. Gitit, Gitit. Two explanations are possible, alike based on Judaic tradition. Now, the Targum connects the term with the city of Gat, Gat, right? Or one would say Gath, suggesting a musical instrument or melody which had, some say, a Philistine origin. Now, the Midrash sees a connection with the Hebrew Gath or Gath and the Hebrew wine press, the Gath, Gath, wine press. Hence, a tune associated with vintage songs. Now, modern scholars, they favor second alternative. So here we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm that is themed in the Sefer Tehillim, joy. We have a psalm of joy here. Joy in the sanctuary. Joy in the sanctuary. Ha-Mishkan. We have Lam Natzeach for the chief, to the chief musician. Lam Natzeach Al-Hagitit. Al-Hagitit. Gitit. Gitit. Psalm interpreted as a harvest psalm. It's at this point that the Asaf psalms, they end. And some more of the Korahite, what's known as the Korahite psalms, appear. In its intense love for the communion with Ha-Elohim, with the true good, the true God, which is to be experienced, a subjective experience in Ha-Mishkan, in the sanctuary, in the chapel. Now, this Mizmor, this psalm is a companion to the Korahite psalm XLII, Psalm 42. But whereas in the latter, Psalm 42, we find that we had a lament of one to whom adverse circumstances and situations had denied that privilege. Now, we hear the joyous tones of a pilgrim who recounts his deep happiness in standing once more within the sacred, the set apart, the holy precincts. Now, the poem, the composition, supplies no clue directly to the poet's identity or to his history. In fact, his words are more than personal. They echo the sentiments of every really just, some say religious, spiritual soul in every epoch. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, Psalm LXXXIV, joy, joy in the sanctuary. La Minatzeach, La Minatzeach, Allah Hagitit. Libnei Korach Mizmor, for the leader, the chief musician upon Githith, a song of the sons of Korah. Ma Yedidota Miashknoteka Yahuwah Tzevaot. How lovely. Ma Yedidot. How lovely, how amiable, how lovely. Ma Yedidota Miashknoteka.
the eyes, tabernacles. Miyashikanote ka. Yahuwah Tsebaot. Oh, he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah of hosts. So here we have, at the eighth verse in the Hebrew, which is corresponding to the first verse in the KJV, we have verses 1 to 4, his yearning, the yearning for Ha-Hekal, the yearning for the temple. This opening verse, how lovely. Ma yedidot, ma yedidot, ma, how yedidot, how beautiful, how lovely. Yedidot, ma yedidot, mi shiknoteka Yehovah Tzebaot. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts. Here, literally, we have dwelling places. Mi shiknoteka, the eyes, dwelling places. Mi shiknot. Right? Shekinot, Mishkanot, the Mishkan. We said the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Here we have the plural, Mishkanoteka, the eyes, dwelling places, the plural. Right? A connection we also have in XLII and 3, Hebraically, Psalm 43 and 3. Ma yedidot mishkanoteka Yahuwah Tzebaot. How lovely are the eye tabernacles. Mishkanoteka, the eye dwelling places. Yahuwah Tzebaot. Nika sefa utam kalta nafshi. Lechat roti Yahuwah libi ubisariya. Yerananu il el chayi. My soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts of Jah. Hova Nika Sefa Wagama Kalta Nafshi Nafshi Nafshi. My soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the courts. Lechat Roti Yahuwah, Lechat Roti Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Libi ubisari, hirananu il el hai, my heart, libi u en bisari, my flesh, libi ubisari, hirananu, hirananu, they sing and ringing and shrilling in tones, libi ubisari, hirananu il el hai, for joy. Yerananu, to sing for joy. Ranen, yerananu, they sing. Libi ubisari, my heart and my flesh. Yerananu, sing for joy. Il el, to the el hai, to the living el, to the living God, the true source. El hai, il el hai, to el hai. Kama tzipora. Mata'a bayetou deror kena laha. Asha shata eforocheha eta miya zebechoteka Yahuwah Tzebaot malki welhai. Yay! The sparrow hath found a house. Gama tzipor, the tzipor. Sipor dam sipor mata'a bayit. The sparrow have found a house, and the swallow ua duror kena laha, the swallow a nest for herself. Asha shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Asha shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Etamia zibbochote kayahuwah Tzebaot, thine altars. Thine altars, eta miya zibichoteka, mi zibichoteka Yahuwah Tzebaot, O Jehovah of hosts, maliki welohai hailiai, my king and my Elohim, my source, maliki welohai. Happy are they, Ashrei, happy are they that dwell, Ashrei Yoshbei, happy are they that dwell in thy house, Ashrei Yoshbei Abeiteka, they are ever praising, Aizazing, Oda, Ye Halleluka, they are ever praising the I, male, Oda, Ye Halleluka, Selah. Pause. So what do we have here?
the yearning for Hahekal, the dwelling places, yearning, pining, yearned, pine, expressing that deep soul motion. When he and I and we is away from Hahekal, the temple, he says, my heart and my flesh, my mind and my body, thine altars. Some suppose the words have been supplied after Elohai, my Hailiyai, my Elohim, my true good, my true God. To complete the sentence, it is preferable to understand the S of the eight as with, by. And filling thus, do I find my resting place by thine altars, in the comparison to the sparrow and to the swallow, where it says, Dam sipora mat'a ba'yitu deror ken alaha ye, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Asher shata eforocheha, where she may lay her young. Eta miya zibechote kai Yehovah's ba'ot, thine altar. So the et, we have the et, we have the eta mizibechoteka. Eta mizibechoteka mizbeach. We say mizbeach. Here we have mizibechoteka. You know, thine, plural. Et mizibichoteka, nine altars, Yahuwah's ba'ot, Maliki, Welhai, my king, and my Elohim, Elhai, Hailiyai, dwell in thy house. Happy, Ashrei Yoshbei Beiteka. Happy are they, Ashrei Yoshbei, Yashab. Yashab, Yosheb, to dwell, to be seated. Ashreya Yoshvei Beiteka, the Beit of Ka, the eyes, house, Od, Yehallelu Ka, Od, always, Od, Yehallelu, they will be praising Yehallelu Ka, the I male, Selah, pause. He admires, some might even say, in a righteous sense, envies, desires to be as those who spend their lives and their liberty in Ha'Elohim's service and in his house. Thus he says, Ashrei Yoshvei Beiteka, Oda Yehalleluka, Selah, 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 Selah.
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see? Can
you see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
For with stammering lips and another tongue,
For with stammering lips, 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 with
stammering lips, with stammering lips, with stammering lips, with stammering lips, with stammering lips,
calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling, calling, calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, 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 Selah.
So here in this psalm, we also have the Afro-Semitic Hallel. And to the Hallel, we have the Afro-Semitic Hallel as well in the Hebrew. And in the Royal Amharic, as we're going to compare and contrast here with the Hebrew groundation.
Shrei Adam, Ashrei Adam, Oz Lau Paka, Ne Silota Bia Levabam. Happy is the man, Ashrei Adam. Ashrei, happy is Adam, is the man, the average man, the common man, all man, in the general sense. Happy is the man. Ashrei Adam, oz lo bak, whose strength is in the eye. Ashrei Adam, oz lo bak, me silota bi levavam, in whose heart are the highways, in whose heart are the highways or the steps. Nisilot, Nisilot avil vabam, in whose heart are the highways. Here, picking up Hebraically verses 6 to 8 in the KJV, this will be verses 5 to 7. This section here is happiness in Jah's worship. Happiness, Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Baka, Mi Silota Vilevabam, the highways, vis-a-vis the highways to Zion, to Zion, even the African Zion, longing for the road to Zion, the road to Zion, the road to Hahekal, the road to the temple. So here we pick up after the Selah pause in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, the 84th Psalm. So here, picking up the second section right here, in King James Version, verses 5 to 7. Now, we're mainly focusing on the Hebrew here. So if ones and ones are reading along in the KJV, no doubt they will notice certain similarities, but also certain differences. So here, in picking up with the fifth verse, so KJV has blessed. In the English translation, it's not the Baruch bless, because this psalm right here also has where it speaks of, let me scroll right here to English. It's interesting in comparing, contrasting what we have in the English. For example, there is the blessings that we find in verse 6 right here. Well, it's an interesting difference of translation. We're about to get to that right here. But here, picking up after the Selah, KJV will be verse 5, where it reads, blesses the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are thy ways, or are the ways of them. It says the ways of them. Now, Hebraically, we have the mesila in the singular, but here we have mesilot, mesilot bi lebabam, Misilot. Now, Misilot is a highway, a raiseway. It's also a public road, right? It's a thoroughfare. It can be considered as like a turnpike, literally or figuratively. Now, specifically, it's like a viaduct. Or also a staircase, a causeway, a course, a highway, a path, a terrace. Now, this comes from the root word salal. Salal in the Hebrew means to lift up, to cast up, to exalt, like to mound up, right, to exalt. So here the translation that's translated Hebraically from the Hebrew root is highways. Mesilot, Mesilot, Bilibabam, in whose heart are the highways. So picking up after the Selah, so to the Selah we had an Asherah. We had an Asherah. To the Selah we had an Asherah. And the Asherah in the Hebrew is happy. Not the Baruch, blessed, that sense, but the Asherah is the happy, that happiness. So we had the happiness before the pause. The Selah, Ashre Yoshveya Beiteka, Oda Yehaleluka Selah. Now here after the Selah pause, Ashre Adam, Oz Lauabaka, Misilota Bielevavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in the eye. Oz Lauabak. Oz, strength for him, bak, strength for him in the eye, misilota bielibabam, highways in heart, heartically speaking. Now here we have verse 6 in the KJV. It reads, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. The rain also filleth the pools. Now here is a very interesting note right here with this particular verse right here, and even picking up in the world of Harkin. Here we have a kind of an interesting change of translation, right? What we say, a change of translation depends on how it's translated, right? Translate. Now, here we could bring it in the world of Harik at this point. We're going to go into more of that within the studies, the corresponding studies in the world of Harik for today's daily psalm. But let's bring this up right here, the 84th. Here we're in the 84th, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Let's bring up this verse right here, Hebrew first, and then get into a little of the nuance, just a little of the nuance right here, a very, very interesting verse, right? And as we look at the Hebrew, right, we look at the Hebrew, we also compare and contrast with the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, and also with the Septuagint, which has some of the more ancient Hebrew, so there's an ancient reading of this particular verse. By the ancient reading of this particular verse, here we have it. Let's bring up this. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain clothes it with blessings. Ovre, 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 passing, like Ebru, Abru, Hebrew in that sense. Ovre, ovre, the passes. Ovre, bi'aimek, ahabaka, ma'iyana yeshituhu. Kama berakota ya iteh more. Passing through the valley of Baca, ovreya bi'aimeka habaka. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyana yeshituhu. Yay! Dam, the early rain clothes it with blessing. Kama berakota ya iteh more. Now, Bamarinya, and in the Septuagint, we have Belik Soshaliko Wist, Bewesseno Sifra, Yehigamem Hir Bereketin Yiset Alina, Belik Soshaliko, in the valley of weeping, Habaka, Baka, 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 to weep, Habaka, the weeping, Be'aimeka Habaka, in the valley of weeping, Be'aimeka Habaka, Aimek Habaka in the Hebrew correspond, Bamarinya Belikso Sheliko, the valley of weeping, known as the valley of Baca. Obre de Aimek Habaka, passing through the valley of weeping, Belikso Sheliko Wista Bewesseno Sifra, in the appointed, interesting, Bewesseno Sifra, in the appointed, the set, the decided place, the decided Sifra. Sifra, the Western old Sifra. Here's the interesting nuance here where it reads,
Gam berakot yaitemore. Gam also berakot blessings. Right, blessings. Also blessings. Ya ite more. Now here that we have in the Royal Amharic, Yehiga Memhir, the teacher, the more, the teacher Memhir, or the like Rebbe, right, the teacher of Hig, the teacher of Torah, Bereketin, Bereket, the Bereket, Berakot, Berakot, the Bereket, the blessing, Yisit Alina, for the teacher, the Memhir, the scholar, the Rebbe of Torah, gives bereket, gives blessing. Gama berakota yaite more. So there's a kind of a dual reading of this. We can read it as the early rain clothed it with blessings, berakot, the bereket. Or we can read this, the more. Remember the more, a teacher of Torah. Here we have Yehiga Memhir, Yehig of law of Torah, Yehiga Memhir, the Memhir. Memhir, interesting, is an Ethiopic term for Rebbe and Rebbe, right? A rabbi, a teacher of Torah, a teacher of law. Yehiga Memhir, the Berekatina Yisit Alina, the teacher of Torah. Gives, for the teacher of Torah gives blessing, because the idea of teaching, the flowing, more, yare, the flowing, right? Passing through the valley, the pilgrims to Yerushalayim, the valley of weeping, the valley of Baca, bi'aymeka habaka. The last word means the balsam tree, which thrives in dry places. A valley thickly planted with these sort of trees was so named and lay on route to Yerushalayim, on the road to Jerusalem. Actually, it was a waterless valley, but in the eyes of the pilgrims, religiously and spiritually exalted, it was converted into a place of springs. Clothed it with baraka. The barakot, the bereket, the blessings. Whenever pilgrims traverse the arid glen, it looks to them like fertile land. So this is one interpretation of the ancient Hebrew. But now in the Septuagint, as well as in the Metzav Kedusa, Negus and Neges, we have this read, which really brings out more of the true and the early sense. Both are true, right? But what is true is that the teacher of Torah gives blessing. And remember where they are, remember this is talking about the pilgrims, right? That pilgrims, you know? So both the early rain clothing it with the berakot, gam berakota, yait e more, clothing it with blessings, right? Clothing it, Phyllis. Now KJV says, maketh it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. The rain, the more, both means the early rain. See, more is the early rain, more. But more also is teacher. More is also a teacher. More is also an archer. More, teacher or teaching. Also, the early rain is the more as well, from the root yara, right? Yara. You got the root yara and also yore. Early rain, autumn shower, rain which falls in the Levant from late October until early December. It's this idea of a sprinkling, the autumnal showers, the idea of that first rain, so the more. So where we have in the KJV, rain is actually the word more, right? And this idea of filling, the ata, ya ite, filling more, ya ite, gam, berako, the blessings, ya ite, ata, to cover, to enwrap oneself. This is the idea of to enwrap, to clothe, to roll, right? So also the berako, the blessings, ya ite, they enwrap, they clothe, more, and clothe the teacher of Torah, also enclothe, right, more, the early, right, that early rain also filleth the pools, the baraka. Now, so here, the word barakot is the plural for blessings in the Hebrew, barakot. Baraka is the singular, which means blessing, also the source of blessing, prosperity, blessing, also that praise of Ha-Elohim, a gift, a present, a treaty of peace. Right, as a benediction, by implication, is prosperity, blessing, to be like liberal, to pool, See, the idea of pool is very symbolic here to present, right? So here we actually have the word. It's very interesting, the KJV, the King James translation of this particular verse right here. We just zoom in right here just to highlight some of those nuances right there. But verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before Elohim, appeareth before the true good, the true God. Now that's the KJV. The KJV read of it. Here we have in the Hebrew, Yelku mei chayil il chayil Yerael Elohim b'tzion. They go from strength to strength. Yelku, they go, they try. Yelku mei chayil il chayil. Right? Yelku, leka, leka, leka. They tried. Yelku, they tried. May from chayil, from chayil, from strength, from power. May chayil, il chayil, to power, to strength. Yerael, Yerael, appearing il Elohim before, appearing to Elohim. Now here's a very interesting we have right here. Right? Bamarina, we have kachayil wada chayil yehedalo yamalik amlak betzion yitayal. Now that there, it's interesting because the Hebrew is chayil for strength. The Royal Amharic is chayil for strength. In the Royal Amharic, kachayil wada chayil yehedalo, from strength to strength, from chayil to chayil yehedalo. In the Hebrew, it says yelku. They try, they go, may chayil el chayil, may chayil el chayil. So we have chayil very, very clearly, right, both in the Afro-Shemitic scriptures, both in the Hebrew, right, as well as in the Book of the Seven Seals. Just to note that right there. But it's the B part of the verse that is particularly interesting, where it says, every one of them appeareth before Elohim in Zion. Here we have Yerael il Elohim b'Tzion. Mamarinya, we have Yamalik Amlak, the God of gods, or the source of source, Yamalik Amlak b'Tzion, in Tzion. Yitayal is seen. The God of gods, and for a Peshat translation, the source of sources appears in Tzion. The source of sources appears in Zion. While we have elsewhere translated and elsewhere brought out, every one of them appears before Elohim in Zion. Now there's some interesting nuances. Even looking at the Hebrew, not getting into much depth right here, but Yerael, 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 right, to appear il to Elohim b'Zion, literally to appear, right, to appear, to be shown to Elohim. Many say that the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic reflects the more ancient, that Elohim appears in Zion, both that is a time of pilgrimage to appear the three times in the year, but also it's a three times in the year where Elohim Yamalik Amlak Bezion Yitayal. So they go from strength to strength. The fatigues of the journey of the tribe do not cause exhaustion. Why? Yelku mechayil el chayil. Kachayil or the chayil yehidalu. Hear that word chayil, both in the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, and also in the Royal Amharic, that chayil, as we have in the Hashem of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayle Selase. So here we have verse 8. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 8. Verse 8. O Jehovah Elohim, source of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Ya'akov, Selah. Selah, Selah, Selah. Hear my prayer, give ear. Yahuwah Elohim Sebaot. Shima'ah tefilati. Hazina Elohe Ya'akov. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Yeah.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is
due for help. It's a very, very important psalm and very, very important area, even in the reading and the differences from the KJV reading and the Hebrew reading, the Hayil, the power, as well as what it's speaking of in the old covenant sense is the ark, and also Tabot in Ethiopia sense. That Tabo, that Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
So appearing before Elohim. For whom the cock crows, appearing before Elohim, appearing before the Ark, and being in the tabernacle, in the temple, to see. And also the King Messiah, and the King Messiah is coming. So here is the last section right here that has to do with a closing prayer right here, here, here. We have this last section, verses 9 to 12.
Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee, 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 trusteth in
thee. Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Yeah, hallelujah, they shall hallelujah. Hallelujah, he who be, we be here, here. The prayer, closing prayer.
Behold, O Elohim, I thy shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Behold, look. O Elohim, our shield, and behold, and pay attention. Now it's interesting here, picking up after the Selah in today's daily psalm, the Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Mizmor Fe Dalet. Here picking up Hebraically, in the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim, we pick up the 10th verse, and the KJV corresponds with the 9th verse, which says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Here in the Hebrew we have Magineinu. Re'e Elohim, wehabita pneya mishcheka, mishcheka. Behold, or look, our shield, look, our shield, re'e, see, our shield, see, magineinu, magineinu, our shield, magineinu, re'e Elohim, see, Elohim, wehabit, I'm paying attention, pneya mishcheka. Pay attention to the face, Pnei Pnei Mishacheka of the I Male Anointed. Here we have this section, the prayer in Hahekal. The prayer in Hahekal from verses 9 to 12 in the KJV, corresponding with the Hebraic verses 10 to 13. But looking at verse 9 here in the KJV, it says, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." I mean, that's a basic peshat, a basic translation, but the word order is a little bit different. Magineinu, 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 our shield. Re'e, 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 see, seen, to look. Re'e, see, re'e, Elohim, magineinu, re'e, Elohim, v'habit b'nei mishecheka. O Elohim, our shield. See, the translation is interesting because the translation moves around the word. We have Magineinu, Magineinu, our shield. Our shield. Re'e, see, seen, Elohim. Re'e, Elohim, see, Elohim. V'habet, v'habet, habet, to scrutinize, to look upon carefully, diligently, to pay attention to. Bnei Mishacheka, Bnei Mishacheka, Mishacheka, the eyes, Messiah, the eyes, anointed one. Although HaElohim is referred to as a shield, right, referred to as a shield in verse, KJV-wise, verse 11, better parallelism is obtained by rendering, "Behold, O Elohim, our shield," vis-a-vis the king, HaMelech, defined by Mishacheka, Mishacheka, by the phrase, "thine anointed." We say Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, right? The King Messiah, Christ the King, Christ in his kingly character. V'habita p'nei Mishacheka. Accordingly, they and I and I, we offer prayer for the welfare of I and I sovereign, as they also offered prayer for the welfare of I and I sovereign and their sovereign. Now, right here is an interesting verse that we now move forward to verse 10, KJV-wise, for a thousand, for a day. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my Elohim, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Kiyat ov yom ba chatzereka me aleph. Ki. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Key for Tov Yom. Good day. Tov Yom. Kia Tov Yom. Ba Chetzereka. Chetzereka. In the eyes courts. May from Aleph. May Aleph. May Aleph. From a thousand. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai Hailiyai. Baharti, 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 I would choose. Baharti, Baharti, Hisa Tofifa, Beita Elohai. I choose rather to stand at the threshold of the house, Bebeita Elohai, Bebeita Elohai, Midur Be'ahole Rasha, than to dwell in the Ahole, Ahole Rasha, Be'ahole Rasha, than to dwell Midur Be'ahole Rasha, than to dwell in the court of the Rasha, of the ratchet, of the wicked. Then a thousand days elsewhere. Stand at the threshold as a suppliant to bring forth supplications. Then to dwell in the tents. Be ahole rasha. Nidura be ahole rasha. However luxurious and pleasant and, you know, the tents are, I prefer to stand at the threshold of Beit Elohai, of Hailiyai's house. For Jehovah Elohim is a sun and shield. Jehovah will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. So here we have 11 verse KJV, right? Ki shemesh shua mageni Yehovah Elohim. Chena weh kavoda yiteni Yehovah loa yimana atov laho lekima vitamim. For Yahuwah, Jehovah, is a sun and a shield. Ki, for Shemesh, Shemesh, sun, u-magen. Shemesh u-magen, Shemesh u-magen, Shemesh u-magen. Ki, Shemesh u-magen, a sun and magen, a shield. Ki, a Shemesh u-mageni, Yahuwah, Elohim. For Jehovah Elohim is Shemesh u'magen, is a sun and a shield. Chen v'kavod yiteni Yehovah. Chen v'kavod, grace and glory. Chen v'kavod, chen, grace, with and kavod and glory. Yiten, yiten, giveth Yahweh, giveth Jehovah. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. No good thing, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. To those who try, those who walk, bitamim, in the perfect way. La holkim betamim lo yimana atov la holkim betamim. A sun, Shemesh. Many focus on this verse right here. Right, say Psalm 84:11. They say Jehovah Elohim is a sun. Yes, it says Ki Shemesh u'mageni Yehovah Elohim. For a sun and shield, he will be, we be Elohim. Chain v'kavod. Grace and glory, Yiteni Yehovah, Jehovah giveth. Lo yimana'at ova laholkim abitamim. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trot uprightly. See, nowhere else in the Bible is this said of Elohim. Is this said of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God? Perhaps because of the prevalence of what they call sun worship, heliocentricism by other peoples, by other nations, the Goyim, the heathen, and the sheathen. This here is said to equal this phrase here that Elohim, right, Jehovah Elohim is the sun and the shield, Ki Shemesh u'mageni Yahuwah Elohim, that the Shemesh, Ki Shemesh, a sun, equals my light, as we have in 27, Psalm 27 and 1. Jehovah is my light. Ki shemesh u'mageni Yehovah Elohim. Chena v'kavoda yiteni Yehovah. Lo yimana atova laholkim abitamin. Yahuwah sebaot ashrei adam aboteyach bak. O Jehovah of hosts. Ashrei Adam. Happy is Adam. Ashrei Adam. Happy is the man, Boteach, Boteach, Bak, that puts his trust, his confidence, the confidence, that eifidence, even the eifidence and the confidence of the victory of good over evil in the eye, that trusteth in the eye, Boteach, Bak. The psalmist's last word translates his metaphors and the metaphors and the parables, the proverbs, right, of dwelling in and traveling toward the Beit, the house of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, into their simple, their peshat, their basic meaning. That trust both seeks. That trust both seeks and trust finds Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity of the Divine Majesty. There has never been but one way to his presence, to his face, to his perception. And that is the way of trust. Yahuwah Tzebaot Ashrei Adam. Boteach. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Sun and the shield. Sun and the shield.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Let's segue right here to the Royal Amharic, but first this right here.
Evil, boy, everything takes
time.
מזמור פה דלת למנצח על הגיטית לבני קורח מזמור. מה ידידות משכנותיך, אדוני צבאות, נחשפה וגם קלטה נפשי לחצרות אדוני ליבי ובשרי, ירננו אל אל חי. גם ציפור מצאה בית ודרור כן לה, אשר שעת אפרוחיה, את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות, מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך, עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו וח, מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הבכה, מעיין ישיתוהו. גם ברכות יעתה מורה. ילכו מחיל אל חיל, יראה אל אלוהים בציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב סלע. מגיננו ראה אלוהים, והבט פני משיחך. כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, בחרתי הסתופף בבית אלוהי, מדור באהולי רשע. כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים, חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני. לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים, אדוני צבאות, אשרי אדם בוטח בך.
Yes, Baran El Sulashi said, next verse in Amharic. Yes, I.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
So first, hear, native speaker Abraham Chebude, then going through verse by verse. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Mazmur, Samaniasos. Bekenef, Samaniarat. Lemazemran alek a, Bawashint, Yekorel George Mazmur. Yesarawit amlakhoi. ማደሪያዎችህ እንደምን የተወደዱ ናቸው። ነፍሴ የእግዚአብሔርን አደባባዮች ተወዳለች ትናፍቅማለች። ልቤም ስጋዬም በሕያው አምላክ ደስ ተሰኘ። ወፍ ለርሷ ቤትን አገኘች። ዋነሱም ጫጮቶቿን የምታኖርበት ቤት አገኘች። የሰራዊት አምላክ ንጉሴም አምላኬም ሆይ እርሱ መሠዊያህ ነው። በቤትህ የሚኖሩ ሁሉ የተመሰገኑ ናቸው። ለዓለምና ለዘላለምም ያመሰግኑሃል። አቤቱ እርዳታው ካንተ ዘንድ የሆነለት በልቡም የላኛውን መንገድ የሚያስብ ሰው ምስጉን ነው። በለቅሶ ሸለቆ ውስጥ በወሰነው ስፍራ የሕግ መምህር በረከትን ይሰጣልና። ከኃይል ወደ ኃይል ይሄዳሉ። የአማልክት አምላክ በጽዮን ይታይ። የሰራዊት አምላክ አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ። የያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ አድምጥ። አቤቱ መታመናችንን እይልን። ወደ ቀባኸውም ፊት ተመልከት። ከአላፍ ይልቅ በአደባባዮችህ አንዲት ቀን ትሻላለች። በኃጥአን ድንኳኖች ከመቀመጥ ይልቅ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ጣል ዘንድ መረጡ። እግዚአብሔር አምላክ ምሕረትንና ዕውነትን ስለወደደ ሞገስንና ክብርን ይሰጣል። እግዚአብሔር በቅንነት የሚሄዱትን ከመልካም ነገር አያሳጣቸው። የሠራዊት አምላክ ሆይ ባንተ የታመነ ሰው ምስጉን ነው።
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tana Yisterling. Greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Tana Yisterling. Today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gurmawi Kanamawi Haile Selassie, and here from the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, you ride up with today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit Samanya Arat, Psalm 84, Mezmore Samanya Arat. And today's daily psalm is themed, Weda Mekdesu Guzo Mezmore. What a mekdesu, to the sanctuary, the holy place, says he who be who he be, says, make them build for me a mikdash, mikdash, a holy place. Bamarinya the mekdes, mekdesu, his holy place. Selassie is the chapel. What a mekdesu guzo, the tribe to the sanctuary, to the chapel, mezmor, a chant, an intonation, vocal intonation. What a mekdesu guzo, mezmor. The tribe to the sanctuary psalm, today's daily psalm, mezmor, samanya, arat. So here side by side, KJV, King James Version, the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Book of the Seven Seals. Superscription first. Firstly, Besama'av, Weweli, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In Jemralim. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Ahadu Amlak, the one source. To the chief musician upon Gittith, Had Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Lemezamrana leka bewashint. So here we have in the Hebrew, in the KJV superscription for today's daily psalm, Psalm 84, we have Gittith. Gittith refers to the wine press, to the wine vat, is the harvest psalm. I think psalm, if I'm correct, Psalm 8 also is the first place we have that in the superscription. But here we have bewashint, upon the flutes, bamarinya, yeah, kore lejoch mezmor, ye kore of Korach. Livnei Korach, the sons of Korah. Yekore lejoch mezmor. A psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of the sons of Korah. Superscription, Kuteran, verse 1. Yesarawit amlakoi, maderi awochihin, demin yeteweddedu nacho. How amiable, how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, of Sarawit, of laborers, of army, of the divine campaign. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, O source of laborers. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, Madariawochi, Indemin, Yeteweddedu Nacho. How Yeteweddedu, how Eilefu, how beautiful, in the sense of loved and lovely. How lovely, it says, how amiable, how lovely are my deryawochi, hindemin, yetewededu, nacho. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Nefse, ye exiavi rinna de babayocha, te wededalech, tinafik amalech, libim, segayim, behyao amlak destesenye. My soul longeth, nefsei, my psyche, my soul, nefsei, longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Yea, egziavi harin, of the stain of the good, the generous Abba, de babayoch, the courts, te wedidalech, te nafik amalech. My soul longeth, KJV has longeth, here we have te wedidalech, she loves, te nafik amalech, she's longing. for egziavi harina de babayoch nefse ye egziavi harina de babayoch to wedalech to nafik malech libem sigayim beh yao amlak destesenye. My heart and my flesh, libem my heart, sigayim and my flesh, my mind, to say my mind and my body, beh yao amlak destesenye. KJV says, crieth out for the living God. Bamarinya, libem sigayim, behyo amlak destesenya. Is happy, is rejoice, is made happy in the living. Behyo, hyo amlak, in the living source. Behyo amlak destesenya. Kuter source, verse 3. Wof, wof le'er swa beitin agenyech. Wof le'er swa beitin agenyech. Wano sima chachupochuana yemita norbeta veit agenyech. Yesarawit amlak nugusim amlakim hoy arsu masawiyahin. Yea, the sparrow, wof le'er swa beitin agenyech. The sparrow, the bird of the soul, the sparrow hath found an house for herself. La ersua wolf, la ersua beitin agenyech. And the swallow a nest for herself. Wanos, the swallow, the wanos, wanosim, chachutochwana yematanorribeta beit agenyech. Hath found a nest. For herself, for her young ones. Chachutochuan, yemitanor rebeta beita genyech, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Yesarawit amlak, nugusim, amlakim hoy, arsu mesawiyahinno. Yesarawit amlak, the source of hosts, of laborers, of workers, of laborers, of co-laborers, Yesarawit, of armies, Yesarawit Amlak, Nugusim, my king, I Nugus, Nugusim, Amlakim, and I source, I God, Amlakim, hoy, oh, my king and my God, Arsu, Mesawiyahinno. It, the eyes altar, it is the eyes altar, he is the eyes altar. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bebeitihi yeminoruhu lu yetemesegnu nacho. Le aleminal is lalemimma yameseggnuhal. Blessed, praiseworthy, yetemesegnu nacho, are they that dwell in thy house. Bebeitihi yeminoruhulu yetemesegnu nacho. They will be still praising, they will ever be praising forever and ever for Ivan and Ivan. Le aleminal is lalemim yameseggnu hal, be praising thee, I. Man, Selah, pause. Uter Amist, verse 5. Abetu, erdatao ka ante zena yahonelet. Belbuma yelainya winmengeriam yasibuso miskunno. Blessed or happy, praiseworthy, miskunno is the man whose strength is in the eye, whose strength is in the eye. Erdatao. His how erdatao ka'ante zen yehonelet is with and through the eye. Erdatao ka'ante zen yehonelet, in whose heart are the ways of them. In whose heart, be'libum, and in his heart, yelayinya win menged, the higher way. Yelayinya win menged, the highway, even the king's highway. Belubum yelayinya win menged, yemiyasib buso, whose in whose heart he thinks he meditates. Yemiyasib buso miskunno, praiseworthy, happy is he. Kuter sadist, verse 6. Belik so shalek owista be wesseno sifra yehigam emhir be reketina yisitalina, who passing through the valley of Baka, Habaka, the valley of weeping, Balikso Shaleko Wist Bewesano Sifra, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools,
Now here we have a slight diversion, and very interesting in the Hebraic sense. And when we look at the Sefer Tehillim, the more can be brought out as the rain, the more, but also the teacher of Ha Torah. The teacher of Ha Torah is also referred to as the more. So here we have in the Hebrew sense, Gama Berakota Yaite More. But the More, or the More, is the teacher of Torah. And this is brought out in the HSV, Haile Selassie, the Metzav Kedus, and the King of Kings, in the Book of the Seven Seals. Yehig of the Law, Yehig Memhir, the teacher of the law, the teacher, the Rebbe, the teacher of the law, the More, Yehig Memhir, Bereketina Yiset Alina. So there's two ways this may be read, even from the archaic Hebraic, where it says, Gam Berakota Yaite More. We have it brought out here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, in the Book of the Seven Seals, as Yehig Memhir, the More, Bereketina Yiset Alina, which may be translated as, Yea, the early rain clothed it with Baraka, Barakot, blessings, or the rain also filleth the pools, but also Yehig More, Yehig Memhir, Bereketina Yiset Alina, the teacher of law, of Torah, blessings give for the teacher of Torah gives blessings. Yehiga memhir bereketina yiset alina. Bringing out the archaic, the ancient Hebrew and the royal Amharic. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Kachayil vodechayil yehedalu. Yamalik tamlak belsion yitayah. They go from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Kachayil, chayil. From Chayil, what Chayil Yehidalu, they proceed from strength to strength. What's interesting about this verse here in the Royal Amharic is the correspondence with the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, where we have Yelku, Yelku, Me Chayil, Il Chayil, they go, Me Chayil. So even in the Hebrew we have Chayil. In the Royal Amharic we have Chayil, 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 as in Haile Selassie, the power of the Trinity, the true God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yelku me chayil la il chayil. They go from strength to strength. Yamalik tamlak betzion yitayal. The God of gods. The Royal Amharic brings out the God of God, the source of sources. Yamalik tamlak betzion in Zion yitayal is seen. Every one of them, KJV says, in Zion appeareth before Elohim. Yeyara'el Elohim b'Tzion. Every one of them appeareth before Elohim in Tzion. But the alternative reading of this is that Elohim, the Amalik Tamlak, the God of gods, the good of goods, b'Tzion Yitayal is seen in Zion. Kuter Semint, verse 8. Yisrawit amlak abetu. Selotena sema. Ye Yaakov amlakoi. Adimt. O Lord God of hosts. Yisrawit amlak abetu. My father, his father, the source of hosts, the source of the co-laborers, the source of the army, the source of the campaign. Yisrawit amlak abetu. Selotena sema. Hear my prayers. Selotena sema. Ye Yaakov Amlakoi, O source of Jacob, Ye Yaakov Amlakoi. Adimt, Adimt. Give ear, Selah, pause. Kuter Zekeng, verse 9. Avetu, Metamenachnin Nailin. Vodek Abahoim Fita Temelket Avetu, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Metamenachnin. Metam enachnin, I and I trust, I and I evidence, I and I confidence, and metam enachnin, ilin, ilin, see for us. Look, in essence, look, see for us. What kebahoim afita melket, and look upon the face of thine kebahoim, thine anointed. In the Hebrew, we have it brought out as we habit apnei meshecheka. Mishcheka, the eyes Messiah here in the Royal Amharic, whether towards Kebahoim, to the one you and toward the one you have anointed, Kebahoim,
the one who is painted, the one who is anointed, feet, the face, the presence, the perception, temelket, pay attention in the sense of look, pay attention to the face, the presence, the perception of your anointed one. Kuter Asr, verse 10. Ka'ala fayilik ba'da babayotchihi, anditak ena tishalalech. Behatana din kwanoj kamek emet ayilik, be gziari herveitet alzen meretuhu. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ka'ala fayilik ba'da babayotchihi, anditken tishalalech. I had rather, I've chosen to be a doorkeeper in the house of Ayanai God, Ayanai Source, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, than to dwell in the tents of wretchedness. And I've chosen to kind of cast my lot in the house of the sustainer of the good, the generous father, more than to sit behatan din kwanoch in the tents of the akas, of the ratchet. Kuter asara and, verse 11. Mogesina kavrin yiseta. Egziari her bekinet yemihedutin kamelkam negara yasat achuwa. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Now here in the Hebrew, it actually says, Kishemesh, for a sun, Umageni Hoa Elohim, for he who be who he be is a Shemesh, Umagein, a sun and a shield. Here in the Royal Amharic, bringing out the true innocence, not to get caught up on sun worship, but clearly it says he is a sun, the Hebrew. But here the Royal Amharic, Egziavi Ramlak, the sustainer, the good, the excellent father, source. Neheretina, neheretina, mercy. Unetin, truth, reality. Sila, because weddede, because egziari, the sustainer, the source, loveth. Neheretina unetin, because he loveth mercy, loving kindness, and truth, and reality. Learning to read the Hebrew sign language, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The sun and the shield, the mehiretina unetin, mercy and truth and reality. The Lord will give grace and glory. Morgesina kavrin yisetal. He will give morges, appreciate love. Morgesina, in sense of grace, undeserved merit and favor. Morgesina kavrin, and glory, kavrin yisetal. Egziari her, bekinnet yemihedutin, kamelkama negara yasat achuim. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trod upright, like Egaziabihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous Abba, Kininet, straightforwardness with integrity, straightforwardness, Bekininet, Yamihe Dutin, those who go, those who tried in straightforwardness and integrity, Ka Melkam Negar, from good thing, from any good matter, any good thing, Ayasat Achuim, they will not want, they will not be wanty, they will not be lacky of any good. Good thing. Kuter Asra Hulet, verse 12. Yes, Rawit Amlakoi, Beante Yetamineso, Miskunno. O Lord of hosts, yes, Rawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, O source of armies, O source of co-laborers, O source of the campaign, yes, Rawit Amlakoi. Blessed, praiseworthy is he, be he, be'ante yetamene so, miskunno, blessed, happy, praiseworthy is the man that trusteth, be'ante yetamene so, ras tamen, be'ante yetamene so, miskunno, praiseworthy is the man that trusteth in the eye, that Amenus in the eye. Yes, Rawit, Amlakoi, Beante Yetam Meneso,
Miskunno. Miskunno. Interesting, the word there, Ashrei, in the Hebrew, happiness. Yeah, Ashrei. In the Royal Maharg, we have Miskunno. Miskunno is connected with the Miskana. Miskana. Let's just share this right here, and have this a brief little midrash in the first part of today's song. Yes, I.
Oh, simu, quick. Isti. Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zajopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize you. No!
Yes. Miskana, to say give thanks and praise. Miskunno. Thankful is the man. Praiseworthy. Praiseful is the man. And here, Miskana said that. Translation, that's the praise worthy, because they give praise, and to give praise to he who be, who he be, one become praise worthy of praise. Yes, I praiseful, also sense of praiseful. So here we have this psalm here. I think is a very important psalm, especially with the correspondence between the Amharic and the Hebrew, the higher word, and also the differences in the translation that we have in the Metaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, that corresponds with the Hebrew and don't quite come out in the English. So right here on the outro, look at Midrash, the first section here we share right here on the air, going to go over a little bit, but hopefully ones can catch it, you know, in bite-sized portions when they're ready.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Shema Yisrael, and hear a midrash in today's daily psalm study. Mizmor Pei Dalet. Hear, Psalm LXXXIV, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Mizmor Pei Dalet. Hear, today's daily psalm. For him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, the gitit, lamnatzeach al ha-gitit. For him who triumphs, lamnatzeach, at the treading in the winepress, al ha-gitit. And here a midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pei Dalet, Psalm 84. The verse is usually given in English. This verse here, opening verse, superscription, title to today's daily psalm. The verse is usually given in English as, for the leader, upon the gittith. Here in the Midrash, bringing out the translation from the Hebrew, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, la menatzeach, for him who overcomes, the overcomer, la menatzeach, at the treading in the wine press, al hagitit. Libnei Korach Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, a mizmor, a chant, Isis of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korach, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitit, Libnei Korach Mizmor, here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Dalet. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar hakatub. This is what Scripture says. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart, and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Hear, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 2 to 3, and verses 4 and verse 6. Zehu Shamar HaKatub, these words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the wine vat alone. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Madua Adom Lila Vushecha Uvagadecha Kovodech Begat Pura Daraketi Levadi Ua Meya Amim Ein Ishaiti We Edarkema be'apia, we eramisema bachmatia, we yeza nitzacham ala begadi, we kola mala bushi malbusheya ega alti, kiyoma nakama bilibi, uashenata geule. ba we abita we ein ozer we esha tomeima we ein somek wa to sha'alia ziroia wa chemati yahia se makati se makat se makatni se makatni we chemati hia se makatni we abus amim be apia we a shakreima bachmatia we orid la areta nitsa ham. He hit the full of full here from Yeshayahu, beginning with verse 2 and going through for the full of full here to verse 6. Full of full. Wherefore is thine apparel red? Madua Adom Lila Busheka. Wherefore? Why? Madua Adom. Adom, red. Madua, Adom. Why, red? Lila levusheka. Lila levusheka. Thy garments. Ua be gadeka. Kabodeka begat. And thy garments like his that treadeth in the wine vat. Uba gadeka. Kabodeka begat. I have trodden the wine press alone. Pura da raketia le badi. And of the peoples there was no man with me. Ua me amim ein ishaiti. Yes, I tried them in mine anger. We edarekem biapi. And trampled them in my fury. We'era misem abachemati. And their lifeblood is dashed against my garments. We'yeza nitzacham ala bekadi. And I have stained all my raiment. We'kola malabushe. Malbushe ega alti, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart, kia yoma nakama belibi, and my year of redemption are come, uashinata geule ba. And I looked, and there was none to help. We abit, we ain ozer, and I beheld in astonishment. We eshatomeim, and there was none, no one to uphold. We ain somek. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation to me, to I. Wa tosha li, salvation to me, zero'i, my arm, and my fury, wa chemati, and my fury, wa and chemati, my ham, my fury, it upheld me, he, si makatni, he, she, my fury, she, he, Simakatni upheld me, and I trod down the peoples in mine anger. We abusa amima beapi, and made them drunk with my fury. Wa a shakreim, wa a shakreima bachemati, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. We orid la areta nitzacham. What ought we say of this prophetic vision, I will declare the mercies. I will declare the mercies of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Chasidei Yahuwah, Azkir, Chasidei Yahuwah, Azkir. I will make mention, Azkir, of the mercies, Chasidei Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, gives forth a song in praise in Isis of Ha'el, Ha'el, of Ha'el's triumph, the true good, the true God, the almighty eyes triumph. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah saw it in a vision and said, I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. David saw it in a vision, a chazon. And he said, even in the words from Psalm 8, superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, for him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, a psalm. And here, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor Le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the one who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the one who triumphs, the overcomer. Lam Natzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor. For him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, a psalm of David. Lam Natzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor le David. Asaf saw it in a vision, a chazon, and said of it, for him who triumphs at treading in the wine press, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, Isis of Asaph. Even here, in the 81st psalm, mizmor pe aleph, Hebraically, the aleph, the first verse, lam natzeach, Al Hagitit Le'asaf, for the one, for him who triumphs, who overcomes, the overcomer. La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit, upon treading the wine press, upon the wine press, Al Hagitit Le'asaf, of Asaph. The sons of Korach, they saw it in a chazon, a vision, and they said, even here, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Lam Natzeach, Al Hagitit, Libnei Korach, Mizmor, for him who triumphs, Lam Natzeach, at the treading in the wine press, Al Hagitit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korah, for the sons of Korah, Libnei Korah, Mizmor. And here, Midrash note, see, compare the previous Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim on the 8th Psalm, Psalm 8.1. How beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah of hosts, of armies. Ma yedidota misha kenoteka. Yahuwah Tzibaot. How lovely, how beloved, how lovely. Mah Yedidot. Mah what? Mah Yedidot. Yedidot, beloved. Mah Yedidot, lovely. Mah Yedidot. Misha Knoteka, Mish Knoteka. How beloved are thy tabernacles, thy Mishkanoteka, Mah Yedidota Mishkanoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. O he who be, who he be of armies, O Jehovah of hosts. Hear, hear, hear the bait verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pei Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically, the second verse. Mah Yedidota Mishkanoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How much, how nuff in them is so beloved, is so beloved of thee, of the eye, that for their sake thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, will tread in this winepress. Anyone who stretches out his hand, Yado, anyone who stretches out his hand against the holy tabernacle, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him the Holy One, blessed be he, will put into the wine press. As scripture says, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Kola Shaona Meir, Kola Mehikala, Kol Yahuwah Mishaleima Gemula Leoivai. Hark, hark, hark. Hear, hear, hark, a voice, all Shaon Meir, hark, an uproar from the city, all Shaon Meir, hark, a voice, all Shaon, an uproar, Meir, from the city, all Mehekal, hark, all a voice, it cometh from the temple, Mehekal, all hark, voice, all a voice, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Mishalem, rendereth, rendereth, payeth, payeth, maketh peace, payeth, Mishalem, Gemul, rendereth recompense, Mishalem, Gemul, Leoibayo. The voice of Jehovah that rendereth recompense, rendereth recompense to his enemies. Hear, hear, hear from the Midrash, bringing out in the Midrash sense, Yeshayah, Isaiah 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Jehovah that rendereth recompense, that payeth recompense to his enemies. Kol Shaon Meir, Kol Mehekal, Kol Yahuwah Mishalem Gumula Leoibayo. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. Kol Shaon, Kol Shaon, a voice of noise, a voice of uproar, the Kol Shaon, because of what our enemies, our haters did in his city. Kol Mehekal, Kol Mehekal, a voice from the Hekal, from the temple, because of what they did in HaHekal, what they did in the temple. Hence here, it is known how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah. Tzibaot. Mah Yedidot. Misha Knoteka. Yahuwah Tzibaot. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, the Beit, Hebraically the second verse. How beloved, how lovely, ma yididot. How beloved are thy tabernacles, mishkanoteka. O Yahuwah Tzabaot, O Yahuwah Tzabaot, he who be, we be of armies. Ha-Hekal, the temple. Ha-Hekal, the temple is called beloved. The temple is called beloved. Yedid, yedid, yedidot, yedid, beloved, wadada, beloved. And he who built it is called beloved. Ha-Hekal, the temple is called beloved, and he who built it is called beloved. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25, where it reads, and he called his name beloved of Jehovah, and he called his name beloved of Yahuwah. And here, 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 12 and 25, here the fuller verse. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabiyah, vayikra et shemo yedidiah ba'evor Yahuwah. Fuller verse, and he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi. And he called his name, Vayikra et shemo, Jedidia, Jedidia, Yedidia, Jedida, Yedidiao, Yedidia, 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 Jedida, the beloved of Jehovah, Yedidia, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake of he who be, we be, for the sake of Jehovah. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, vayikra et shemo yedidia ba'evor Yahuwah. And here, Midrash note, and he called his, vayikra et shemo, his name, here speaking of Shlomo, 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 Solomon's name, Yedidia, Yedidia, Jedidah, Yedidia. And he in whose territory it was built, the Ha-Hekal, the temple, was called beloved. And he in whose territory it was built was called beloved. For Moses said, of Benjamin, Binyamin, the beloved of Jehovah shall dwell in safety. Hear, 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 in Devarim, in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 12. Le'vinyamin amara yedid Yahuwah yishkona la vetach alava chofefa alava kol hayoma uvena ke tefava shachin. Fuller verse here. Of Benjamin, le Binyamin, amar, he said, the beloved of Jehovah, yedid, Yahuwah, yedid, yedid, the beloved, wadada, yedid, Yahuwah, beloved of Jehovah, yishkona lavetach, shall dwell in safety by him. Yishkon la betach alayo chofefa alayo kola hayoma uvena ke tefayo shaken. He covereth him all the day, and he dwelleth between his shoulders. Right here, here, here. Midrash, the Midrash right here. And he in whose territory it was built was called Yedid, Yedid, beloved. For Moshe said, Le Binyamin, of Benjamin. Moses said, of Benjamin, Yedid, Yahuwah, Yishkon, La Betach, Yedid, Yahuwah, Yishkon, La Betach. The beloved Yedid, the beloved Yedid of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall dwell in safety, shall dwell lavetach. Yedid Yahuwah Yishkon lavetach. And likewise, David said, Dawid said, even in Psalm 60, Hebraically the 7th verse, that thy beloved may be delivered, that thy beloved may be delivered.